Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Beth Bielo, and you're listening to the Introvert Entrepreneur Podcast. Thanks so much for joining me today.
We are in for a very special treat today. And in preparation for our show, I did a little research and found the following quote from Emily Post. "Nothing is less important than which fork you use. Etiquette is the science of living. It embraces everything. It is ethics. It is honor." That puts a new spin on etiquette, doesn't it? If right now, coming into this show, you have the belief that etiquette is only about forks and spoons and no sir and yes ma'am, I think you'll have a new belief by the end of our time together. To build on the vision of Emily Post and to help us make the transition from outdated definitions to 2010, I'm joined by Arden Kleiss, a Seattle-based business etiquette consultant. Arden uses grace, humor, and lots of wisdom to help us all mind our P's and Q's in the ever-changing modern business world. In addition to being a consultant, Arden is a speaker and business etiquette columnist for the Puget Sound Business Journal. She's founder of Kleiss Etiquette, and she helps companies increase their profitability and improve their company image by giving employees the skills they need to be confident, courteous, and successful. And as you might have guessed, Arden is a fellow introvert entrepreneur, and she's joining us today to share some tips and insights on how we can successfully and tactfully navigate our way through the maze of meetings, networking events, and communications that we take part in every day. So welcome to the show, Arden. I'm really glad that you're here.
Thank you, Beth. It's a pleasure to be here.
Arden, as we get started here, I would love for our listeners to have some context about what it is that business etiquette consulting entails and how you got started in it. So would you mind sharing a little of your story about how you began in this line of work?
Sure. Well, in my previous corporate world, my jobs in the corporate world, I did some advising of the C-level staff on things like appropriate attire, speaking protocol, sort of public affairs protocol, how to do this, how to talk to this person. And I realized I really enjoyed it. Mm. So I did some research and I discovered that there is a whole industry of etiquette consultants and there are schools that you can go to get certified as a consultant. Mm. So I went and I got certified and I started my business. And business etiquette is along the lines of what Emily Post said in your lovely quote, mm-hmm. which is really, it's the soft skills that we use, that we have in the business world. It's how we treat others. It's how we interact with people. Everything from how we communicate through digital devices, email, voicemail, cell phones, to how we conduct a meeting or how we network with people, you know, all the things that make us feel more at ease and more confident and put others at ease and make them feel more comfortable.
Yeah, that's wonderful because it seems like over the past, you know, 5-10 years as the internet has gotten more as it's become a mainstay in our businesses and in our homes, I've often heard people comment about, you know, where are people's manners anymore?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
So, and yes. It seems like there's that growing awareness at the same time of the importance of those soft skills and our ability to connect with people.
Exactly. Yes. I think we've swung a little too far. And I think, as you say, people are really realizing that we need to come back to a place of more civility and more respect and courtesy, really, mm-hmm. because it's affecting our companies, our sales, it's affecting our relationships with people, and so there is definitely a lot of awareness and interest in bringing back some of those core things.
Absolutely. Yeah, it seems like as you're saying that, I think about customer service mm-hmm. as a baseline of a place where it's particularly noticeable. If a company values its the way employees interact and communicate with other people, or if they are more indifferent and focused on the bottom line.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's where it all starts. And so many people, companies hire me to work with their salespeople because they know they are the representatives mm-hmm. of their company, and it's key that they have great customer service. So absolutely, that's really true.
Yeah, and a lot of people that might be listening to this are probably entrepreneurs and even solopreneurs. Mm-hmm. So they are their company. And so being really comfortable and versed on, you know, what's appropriate and what is going to make the best impression is even more important, because we are the product as well as the salesperson in many mm-hmm. ways.
Yeah, we are. It's our personal brand, and mm-hmm. as Warren Buffett said, it takes 15 years to build a reputation, and you can lose it in 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
And now with Twitter, it's 5 seconds.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, social media has changed that's for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, I know from my interactions with you that you are an introvert.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious about, how does being an introvert give you an edge in your business?
You know, I think being an introvert has really helped me a lot in my business. And some of those things are that I'm very observant. I'm really tuned into people. Mm-hmm. So when I'm working one-on-one with someone, I can notice the things that are their strengths, and I can see their opportunities for improvement. And I'm also really aware of sort of where they are emotionally and how they're feeling, so that I can be in tune with sort of meeting their needs and meeting them where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
And then also as a presenter, because I do a lot of presenting, companies and organizations hire me to speak to their employees or to their groups. I'm very organized.
Mm-hmm.
My presentations are very clear, and I don't go off on tangents. I'm not, you know, blah, blah, blah. I think that people really can follow me easily, and they understand what I'm saying. And I'm really tuned into my audience as well. So I can see if they're confused or they're bored or they're excited, and then I can adjust and give them more or less of whatever I'm sensing they need. So, I feel like my introversion is really helpful to me in my career and my business.
Yeah, it sounds like it. You brought up some really great points that I think are shared by introverts. Like, I think of empathy when you talk about being aware of others and being able to read what's going on in the room, and your ability to focus. I hadn't thought about that before, but in terms of, you know, giving a presentation and being very clear and very focused and on task is something that I think audiences really appreciate.
I think so. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's like, just give me the message, and, you know, I want it to be enjoyable too, but don't spend a lot of time just kind of losing me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Make it clear what you're talking about.
So carrying on that introvert theme, in some of the things that perhaps we are not as strong at, and that sometimes has to do with when we are, you know, looking to connect with others. And there are a few things I'm curious about. And the first one is, what are some ways that an introvert can connect authentically with others while still honoring the personal boundaries that we have and not come across as stuck up or unfriendly?
Oh, gosh, that's such a great question. And I know I've been accused of coming across as stuck up or unfriendly.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that I would say and that I do to avoid that is, while it's scary, I think, to share things about ourselves with someone we don't know, there are a few things that really help. And that is, the first thing is just to smile.
Yeah.
A smile is universally loved and appreciated, and it just means I'm interested, I'm open. I think that's probably the best thing that any of us can do, and I know it's something I purposely do. I know because I can come across really reserved, I really make a point of smiling to And the other thing, too, is having open and friendly body language. So what does that mean? It's things like keeping your hands down at your sides rather than crossing your arms or crossing your legs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think when we're nervous or we're scared, there's a tendency to want to protect ourselves.
Sure.
So we pull in by crossing, sort of almost saying, stay away. So making a conscious effort, and I have to do it all the time, uncross your legs, Arden, open mm-hmm. your arms,
mm-hmm.
because we don't want to send that message that, you know, don't get close. And then the other thing, too, I think, is asking good questions when mm-hmm. you are talking to someone. And I think that that, again, is an advantage that we introverts have, is that we're good, we tend to be good listeners, we tend to be good at asking questions. And when you ask good questions, people just, they feel like you're a great conversationalist.
Right, and right.
Immediately they feel like they can open up and that you're a friendly, approachable person. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you may not feel like you're ready to share a lot about yourself yet,
mm-hmm.
but at least getting someone else to talk really helps send the message that you are interested, you're approachable, and you're friendly.
Yes. I remember the first time I heard that, the idea that the person who actually asks the most questions is perceived as the best conversationalist.
Mm-hmm.
Because people love to talk about themselves.
They do. They absolutely do. And it's funny, if you were to ask someone, if someone that asked them a lot of, you know, if you said, what's a good conversationalist, even without them knowing, they would say it was the person that asked them the most questions.
Right.
You know, that seemed the most interested in them.
Mm-hmm.
But they would never say it was, oh, it was that person that asked me a lot of questions. It would just be a feeling more of, wow, I really connected with that person. All that person was doing was really reaching out to them and showing interest. So, yeah.
Right. Because our desire is to be seen and heard. And that really taps into that. And like you said, that is something that can really be to the advantage of an introvert, to be able to approach something with simple curiosity and sincere curiosity.
Absolutely.
Relieves a lot of that burden of, oh, what am I going to say?
It definitely does. I know.
Yeah.
And that's scary. It's like, whoa, I got to come across intelligent and witty and fun and just make them feel witty and intelligent and fun.
Exactly. Exactly. Lift them up and they will feel good and they will love you.
Exactly. We want that.
Yes, we do. So this is, you know, what we're talking about here can apply to any kind of situation, but I know that one of the things that you teach is networking etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get somebody talking,
mm-hmm. yes.
one of the hardest things to do at a networking event is to extract yourself from a conversation, especially when somebody's really chatty. So do you have any tips for us? Because I think that's another trap that we can fall into because we think, I can't interrupt them. It would be rude.
Right.
What do I do now?
Right. Oh, gosh. Yes. You know, I teach that essentially, and I think everyone knows this, we're at a networking event to network.
Mm-hmm.
And so the people there have an understanding that I'm not here to talk to one person. If they don't understand that, then, you know, they'll learn.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, I don't think it's rude at all to say, you know, it's been really nice talking with you. I don't want to take up your time, your networking time any longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, perhaps I'll see you at another event. And then, you know, just asking for their business card if you've had a good connection and moving on. Or saying something like, you know, it's been really lovely talking with you. I'm going to freshen up my drink. And,
right.
you know, again, just sort of moving away. Another thing you can do is introduce Ms. Chatty Cathy to someone else. Chatty Cathy, or Kathy,
mm-hmm.
I'd like you to meet John here. He also loves rollerblading. I think you two would have a lot to talk about. So, yeah, and I've even had people say, well, you know, I probably should keep networking. And I'm fine with that because it's like they're saying, well, you know, we're here to network, and you know, even though I'd love to talk with you the whole night, I probably should keep going, keep moving. So,
right.
Yeah,
right.
I just think that we probably make a bigger deal out of it than we need to, and as long as we are gracious and kind about it, I think no matter what you say, it's fine. You know, but if you were to be like, well, and just walk away or start scanning the room, which is very rude,
right?
Then we're not living, we're not giving that person sort of that gracious out.
So. As you're saying that, I'm coming to this awareness that sometimes I can be the chatty Cathy, even though I'm an introvert. And I think that's because I'm not as comfortable with superficial types of conversations. I'd much rather stand and really, if I'm asking questions and it's interesting, I think I can tend to go on a little bit long with the questions. So being aware of the flip side of that.
Oh, sure.
You know, to be aware that, oh yeah, we are here for networking and this person probably wants to move on. So if I hear that from someone else, to not take it personally.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Do not take it personally. Yeah, because you know, and the other thing too is it's about 5 minutes that we're comfortable with talking to someone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this mostly because it is small talk. It's difficult to really go deep at a networking event.
Right.
So 5 minutes is kind of about the maximum you are having things to say to someone at sort of that little bit more superficial level.
Mm-hmm.
And so move on. Five minutes. Move on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't force it.
Yeah.
And yeah, again, it's perfectly fine and acceptable.
Great point. Thank you for giving us some ways that we can do that. Cause sometimes I think it's just, what do I say?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got, those are some very gracious suggestions for us. So on the flip side of this, though, you know, you've got somebody talking. What about when you're walking into a room and you don't know anyone? Because we know that can be really intimidating for an introvert, and it can be intimidating for just about anybody, but I think
introverts,
you know, in particular. So what tips do you have to help with that? Because, you know, for instance, I know that there must be some creative ways besides talking about the weather, which seems to be everyone's default. Or asking, you know, what's your business?
Right, right. So when you walk into a room, we have a tendency to go straight to the bar or the buffet because those feel like safe places that gives us something to do. But when you do that, you tend to get stuck or you tend to drink too much or you tend to have a handful of food and a glass and you can't interact with people. So I advise people, go into the room, go straight and either find groups of three or more because groups of three or more are a little bit less intimate. They're usually groups that are gathering as people are networking. And so they're a little easier to break into. Go in, introduce yourself or wait for a lull in the conversation, add to the conversation, or go up to someone who's standing alone. They probably don't know anyone in the room just like you don't.
Right.
They're nervous, and they will be so grateful that you walked up and introduced yourself. So what do you say? Well, you know, sometimes you don't even have to say much. Just walk up and introduce yourself and say, you know, hi, I'm Arden Kleiss, and what brought you to this event? Or give a sincere compliment. I saw you standing there, and I really, your skirt is beautiful, or the necklace you're wearing is just lovely. Where'd that come from? Or, you know, was that a special gift or, you know, something?
Mm-hmm.
Sincere compliment, and sincere is the important part. Don't fake it because you'll know. People will know it's not real.
Right.
But everyone loves to be complimented, and it's such a great way to start a conversation. The other thing, too, is you could talk about some sort of current event. As long as it's not a controversial one.
Right. Yeah.
Something around politics or religion or anything like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, those hot-button topics.
Absolutely. So, you know, this might be too specific, but I was just thinking, you know, I get a lot of information on Twitter, and for those of the other entrepreneurs who are on Twitter, it's such a great source for conversation topics. And there's an Old Spice YouTube
right.
going on that I think probably most people have heard. If you go onto Twitter and you look under the trending topics,
mm-hmm.
you'll see what the hot things are that are being talked about right now. And chances are, since it's a trending topic coming up on Twitter, probably a lot of people have heard about it. So check out Twitter trending topics before you go to an event and say, you know, walk up to someone, I just saw the coolest campaign.
Mm-hmm.
This Old Spice. Can you believe Old Spice is doing this crazy thing? You know, and people will be like, either I know nothing about it, and then they'll give you an opportunity to talk about it, or they'll be like, I know, isn't that fun? I want an Old Spice answer. I want an answer from the Old Spice man or whatever. You
right.
know?
And then you can say, what question would you ask him?
Yes, exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... yeah, just be creative. I think we tend to think, oh, I've got to say something really incredibly bright or witty or, you know, whatever. Again, you know, people are looking for the same connection that we are, and just being able to walk up to someone and reach out to them, no matter what you say, is almost guaranteed to go over well.
Right.
Unless it's something negative, of course.
Right. And those hot buttons.
Yes.
And yeah, I really appreciate that tip. That's a great idea with the Twitter trending. We've got these social media tools now that are basically up to the second.
Mm-hmm.
And let's take advantage of them and
yeah.
use them to the maximum. So I want to shift gears for just a moment. And a final question about how introverts can kind of hold their own in groups. And in this particular case, I'm thinking about meetings.
Mm.
And this could be a meeting that somebody has in a workplace. It could be a brainstorming session with a client, or it could be a mastermind group, for instance. I know that that's one kind of meeting where I have felt a little bit intimidated or a little bit like I couldn't speak up as much as I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling a little bit of reluctance, especially about just kind of jumping in and making myself heard as opposed to sitting back and waiting for somebody to call on me.
Mm-hmm.
So what advice do you have to help us overcome that reluctance to put ourselves out there in those kinds of group situations?
Yeah, what a great question, Beth. You know, it's interesting because at one of my past jobs, I was told I needed to speak up more. Mm-hmm. And it was not necessarily in a negative way. It was because you've got so much of value to share.
Yeah.
And we want to hear it. So that was a really good reminder that, you know, my sensor needs to back down a little bit. What's helped me really since then is realizing that everyone has something to contribute, and that includes myself. And even though I tend to be a more quiet person, I have as many great things to say and offer and contribute as a chatty person, as an extrovert, you know, someone who
mm-hmm.
seems to be able to just throw out ideas. I used to teach a communication styles class at Washington Mutual, one of my previous jobs, and it was interesting because as people learned about the different styles of communication, I would ask them, which communication style do you think would make the best CEO?
Mm-hmm.
And people would always say, oh, it's the direct communicators. It's the people who don't have a problem with stating their ideas or thoughts. But I would answer that all styles would make good CEOs, including those who are more analytical and data-driven.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I would point out there are many CEOs who are introverts and have a more indirect style of communicating, including Bill Gates,
mm.
Warren Buffett.
Right.
And there's a lot of them. So what I'm trying to say is realize that your ideas and thoughts are important and valuable, and you're actually cheating others by not sharing them.
Right, right.
And just, you know, it's risky. It feels risky, but I think because we are so thoughtful, whatever comes out of our mouth tends to be a lot more impactful and interesting than someone who just is able to, you know, talk, 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 talk.
Right. It seems like perhaps it's the introvert that is the person in the meeting about whom others say, well, she doesn't say much, but when she does say something, it's really important, and we sit up and we listen.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. It's like, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. You just said that, and it was brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I think in that way, introverts, if we are aware that that is how we operate, and if we have a way to communicate that to others or we're comfortable with it, then we can be, you know, extraordinarily influential in those kinds of group situations. And instead of getting left behind, we can be the one that really makes people turn their heads and say, oh, that's a great thought.
Yeah. I just think really trusting yourself and just going for it.
Absolutely. We are about to wrap up here, and there's a question that I'm going to start introducing on these shows that I'd like all of my guests to answer. And it kind of taps into our maybe one of our introvert desires sometimes. And that would be, if you were stranded on a desert island for 1 year, what 3 books would you want to make sure that you had with you?
Oh, boy. Glad it's just 1 year, because it'd be hard to have to pick 3 books forever and ever.
Exactly. Yeah, even the introvert needs to get off the island. So we're limiting it to 1 year.
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't start with an etiquette book, because when I get off the island, I want to have some good manners.
Right.
And also, because sometimes it's really fun to read these books and just have a good laugh and go, wow, that's an interesting way of approaching something.
Sure.
There's an author, Letitia Baldridge. She was the press secretary to Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, Jacqueline Kennedy at the time. And she's written several books. And she's sort of the etiquette doyen that a lot of us etiquette consultants look to. So I would want one of her books.
Sure.
I would say something that I just really love reading with beautiful writing, and that would be a book called Peace Like a River by Leif Anger. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing the last name correctly, but it's one of my all-time favorite books, just beautifully written, wonderful story. So that would be a second one. And then I think it would be rather important to have some sort of survival manual. If I can have 3 books,
yeah, good thing.
I want a survival manual of some sort that's going to teach me how to start a fire without matches, because it's been an awfully long time since I've had to do anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. Build a hut out of sticks and leaves.
Yes, exactly. Catch a fish with your hands.
Right.
Yes. Excellent. Oh, that was a good question, Beth. That's a hard one.
Yeah, well, you sound like you would be very well equipped to use your year very well.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'd come out knowing how to survive, and I'd have some manners to boot.
Exactly. Bonus. Awesome. Well, Arden, how can people learn more about you and your services and Kleist Etiquette?
Thank you for asking. They can visit my website, which is KleistEtiquette.com, and I'm going to spell that because my name and etiquette are hard to know how to spell.
Sure.
So Kleist is spelled C-L-I-S-E, and etiquette is E-T-I-Q-U-E-T-T-E.com. And then also, I really invite everyone to like me. That's a funny term. On Facebook. I have a page for Kleist Etiquette. It's just Kleist Etiquette, so you can put in Kleist Etiquette in the search function there and become a like, and I share etiquette tips and I answer etiquette questions, and it's really a fun place to interact and, you know, learn about etiquette.
Excellent. Yes, and you offer some really wonderful tips. And not only that, but you bring up things from the media and call things to our attention and ask us, you know, what do we think about it, which reinforces really that there are probably very few things that there are hard and fast rules about.
Right.
And that etiquette and what is considered appropriate is kind of a, it's sometimes a moving target.
It is.
So you having that place for us to have that conversation is really wonderful. You do an excellent job.
Oh, thank you so much, Beth. Thank you.
And are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter. Boy, thank you for that, too.
Yeah.
And I am, my handle on Twitter is Arden Kleiss. And I also share etiquette tips. And I also talk a little bit about my biking and a little bit more about my personal life. So I would love to have people also follow me on Twitter.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, and Arden is A-R-D-E-N.
Yes.
And I make
thank
sure
you.
They have that spelling as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for being here, Arden. You have given us some really fabulous information that I think a lot of people are going to find extremely valuable and affirming. You know, comforting.
Oh, good, good.
Really comforting.
Well, thank you. It has been a pleasure being on with you, Beth. You're a fabulous interviewer.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, this is Beth Below, the Introvert Entrepreneur. A very special thanks to Arden for being our guest today, and thank you so much for spending this time with me. Join me each week for more information and inspiration for introverts who know that success is an inside job. For more information or to contact me, please visit theintrovertentrepreneur.com. You can also join in the conversation on Facebook at facebook.com/theintrovertentrepreneur, and you can find me on Twitter at coachbethb.com, or just Coach Beth B. So thanks for listening, and I will see you next time.